So in this video, I would now like to introduce you to the Eisenhower Matrix, just in case you've never come across this decision-making framework before in the past. It's a very, very simple concept. I was first introduced to this, I think it was when I was reading Steve Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Now, he'd drawn this from a decision-making framework that the late, great Eisenhower, as past president of the United States of America, had used to base all his decision-making upon. Now, this is a framework that we can pretty much apply to any aspect of our lives. Doesn't matter if our goals are big or small or mediocre or whatever. Doesn't matter if we're applying this matrix in a professional working context. Perhaps you might be a business manager or a leader when you've got a million and one things to do every single day, and you'll know that this list just never gets any shorter, does it? Well, this is a framework that allows us to separate the what would be a good investment of our time from what wouldn't be so good an investment of our time. This matrix, first things first, allows us to prioritize what we should do first. It also allows us to organize our to-do list around our priorities, all right? And then it also gives us ample opportunity to discipline ourselves. Now, there's another book, in fact, I could reference here. It was from a guy named Mr. Brian Tracy. Now, Brian Tracy has operated pretty much teaching and leading inside of the leadership industry and personal effectiveness. He wrote a book, it must have been about maybe 25 or 30 years ago, called Eat That Frog. And the idea, it's got one of these really abstract titles, but the idea is every single day we always have loads of stuff that we really don't want to do, don't we? And could you picture yourself eating a frog? Well, of course, you just don't want to eat a frog, do you? So the idea, pretty much in this book, is eat your frogs first. Because once you've eaten your frogs, then you can go and eat all the rest of the stuff that you want to, that you prefer later on. And in the same way, if you have things on your to-do list that you really, really don't want to do, well, guess what? Putting them off isn't going to make them happen by themselves or make them disappear. So the principle of eat that frog is about getting all of this, the stuff that we really don't want to do first thing in the day, which leaves us the rest of the day for being creative. All right. So if being creative and having time and space to doing stuff that we actually enjoy is a motivation for us, then that becomes the motivation for us to sit down, be really disciplined and get all the stuff that we don't want to do out of the way first thing in the morning every single day, therefore allowing us to be really, really effective with our time. So eat that frog. I'll build a link into the lecture in the additional materials resources section. It'll take you to that book. But this is the Eisenhower Matrix, and it's pretty much based on the same sort of idea. Every single day we're going to have things in our to-do list. Some of them are going to be important tasks. Some of them are just going to be urgent tasks. Say, for example, you have the tax man knocking on your door and he's sending you letters because you haven't paid your taxes, all right? And he sends you one letter saying, if you don't pay your taxes in 2 weeks, then I'm going to come and come knocking on your door and I'm going to repossess your house or something like that. Well, that's a bit of an urgent thing, all right? So realistically, we've just got to get that stuff done. We need to get it done and out of the way. But what I want to say here is generally things that are urgent that will find their way onto our to-do list are generally things that other people have requested of us. All right? If you think about it, we will never ever give ourselves urgent things to do. Things only ever seem urgent for us when we feel like we're running out of time. People tend to put pressure on us when they feel that they're running out of time and then they need something from us. So urgent things on our to-do list will always in some way be related to tasks that involve other people. Whereas important things are generally only ever going to involve us or those people that we love and care about. All right, you with me? So, there's four kind of options here. There's four boxes into which we can categorize our goals. So say every single day, you've got a list of 20 things to do. What I like to do most mornings is if I'm sitting down behind the computer and I say, right, I've got a whole load of stuff I need to work through today. I'm gonna literally go through all of the things that I'm looking at and then decide whether things are important but not urgent, urgent and important, not important not urgent, or urgent but not important. Because how I decide whether these things are important, not urgent, urgent, unimportant, not important, not important, not urgent, or urgent, not important, will determine what I do first. All right. So say, for example, something is on my to-do list that's not urgent, it's urgent, but it's not important. What I'll generally do is delegate this to someone else, right? Say, Karen! No, I won't do that. That would be an abuse of my role as husband, all right? But this is the thing. When things are urgent but not important to us, then we can find someone else to do this, or we can ask someone else to do this, all right? It allows us to focus our energies and efforts onto doing the things that are more important to us, i.e., making more money, investing time into relationships, or whatever. When things are urgent and important, these are the things that we've got to do first. Eat that frog, all right? So I'll just do a little thing here. Looks a bit of a frog's. Well, it doesn't really look much like a frog at all, but you kind of get the gist, all right? And when things are urgent and important, we're just going to do these things immediately. Otherwise, we're going to end up burning ourselves and potentially someone else as well. When things are important but not urgent, all we simply need to give ourselves is a deadline, all right? And this is where the SMART goal setting process comes into place. Remember, things have got to be specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and time-orientated or timely. So when we give ourselves a deadline, then the closer we get to this deadline, of course, things are going to become urgent and important. So we'll then prioritize getting these things done. When things are not important, not urgent, well, just put it off until tomorrow. Not important, not urgent things might be things that are nice to do or nice to have, but not necessarily necessities, all right? So we don't want to be investing or spending our time doing things that aren't important or urgent. If we want to become highly effective individuals, and if we want to help our clients as life coaches become highly effective in their goal-setting endeavors and goal-accomplishing endeavors, we want to be sharing with them this framework so that they can decide for themselves the goals that they need to invest into right away that are important and urgent. What I would suggest next is they then want to be prioritizing things that are important but not urgent, all right? So I would always kind of do these things first, or prioritize doing these things first, these things second. Urgent but not important, I'll get around to doing those things myself third, if I have plenty of time to do so, or I'll ask someone else to help me, or I'll pay someone else, or I'll delegate, or something like this. And this stuff here, to be honest with you, if it's not important, not urgent, I'll tend to just scrub it off my list. Because why give ourselves a longer to-do list than what we even need to have? And we'll do that one later, or we'll not do it at all. All right? So very, very simple idea, the Eisenhower Matrix. And this is, again, just, as I've mentioned, for prioritizing and deciding those goals that are going to be a wisest investment of our time on a day-to-day basis, and those which are just going to be a waste of our time pursuing on a day-to-day basis. Listen, right? Give it a shot for yourself. In the additional materials section, as I've mentioned, we've put together a little resource for you. So use this framework and then merge it in with your current to-do list. If you've got a list of things that need to be done, decide for yourself, right? Whether these things are urgent and important, or whether they're important but not urgent, or whether they're not important, not urgent, or whether they're urgent but not important. And then from there, see for yourself what it is that you simply need to get done first, and then those things which perhaps don't even need to get done at all. Just to really allow you to sharpen up and become a far more effective all-rounder of a person.